This is GQDN for Monday, January the 30th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a MetaQuest sale, a little bit of Marvel Snap news, and some PlayStation rumors. But we begin today with more news about Xbox and PlayStation. So, over the weekend, Sony did go to the UK and to talk about Microsoft's deal and this and that. But Frank X. Shaw did a little something there on Twitter, and he had a bit of blowback because Sony did say that, well, we didn't offer them a deal. Well, what he said is, quote, "I hear Sony is briefing people in Brussels claiming Microsoft is unwilling to offer them parity for Call of Duty if we acquire Activision. Nothing could be further from the truth." For the quote, on a follow-up tweet, "We've been clear we've offered Sony a 10-year deal to give them parity. We've also said we're happy to make enforceable through a contract, regulatory agreements, or other means." Shaw did continue, quote, "Sony is the console market leader, and it would defy business logic for us to exclude PlayStation gamers from Call of Duty ecosystem." So he fired back. But maybe they need to worry about some other things. Because according to PushSquare.com, EA's Dead Space outpaced out in the UK Forspoken. So here is the top 10 list. Minecraft's at number 10. Pokemon Violet at 9. At 8 is Nintendo Switch Sports. At 7, Fire Emblem Engage. Number 6, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. At 5, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. At 4, Forspoken. At 3, God of War Ragnarok. At 2, FIFA 23. And number 1 is Dead Space. That's just out in the UK. Now, what else did happen with that? Well, Hi-Fi Rush, which is found on Xbox Game Pass, is now also found on Switch. No, not Switch. I got that wrong. My apologies. It's Steam! So, Forspoken is not there. This comes to us from PCGames.com, and they're saying that you can find Hi-Fi Rush at $30, while Forspoken costs $70. And which one would you actually get? Well, very interesting. So if you get Hi-Fi Rush, they do have the Rush system requirements. But still, it's like, what's going on here? Well, we can tell you what's going on, because BG247.com says that Guerrilla Games did offer some background story to Horizon Call of the Mountain. And this was part of the things that's going on there. So what Ben McCaw did say, quote, "Reyes ended up on the wrong side for the right reasons. His family was torn apart, and ultimately, he was incarcerated. The story of how he tries to come back from that. This is the story." So, he ended up, quote, "Having fought for the Shadow Carja, Reyes' relationship with these characters is at best adversarial. He needs to make inroads and amends if he hopes to be accepted." So that is up to you, the player, to see if accepted. That game will come out on PlayStation VR 2. But now there's a new PlayStation ad, okay? And within the ad, it is apparent that PlayStation is done with being behind in their schedules. But that wasn't the only thing. We'll start with Polygon.com, and they're saying that there might be a new Uncharted game. So they're highlighting the fact that Cassie, being the young teenager in the playable epilogue in Uncharted 4, did show up in the commercial. Is this true or not? We don't know. I haven't seen it, but I will. But that's not the only thing. There were some other games that were announced in this, and one of them could have been Ghost of Tsushima 2. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And they said in the 43-second mark in the video, there was a group of armored horsemen that were riding away from a burning village. Let's see what happens there, I guess. Commercials are coming out because it is that time of year. basically Super Bowl season in the U.S. What we could see as commercials, comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, is that MLB The Show 23 is coming to Switch. So the game launches on March 28th. It's just in time. What they're saying is just in time for the new baseball season. So here we go. Swing those sticks around. Start acting like a damn pitcher on March 28th. But that's not the only thing. We've been talking about this for a little while on GQDN, but you know that I play this. Marvel Snap Battle Mode is coming very, very, very soon. In fact, the second dinner on Twitter did say, quote, "It's coming, get ready for battle mode, where you can challenge your friends and see who's really the best." This is going to be very, very interesting. Battle mode it is, eh? Here we go. And well, here we go, right? Well, Xbox Game Pass via the official Xbox news site, news.xbox.com, did say that there are two games that are going to be out on Game Pass for free. First one, For the King. For the King is a game where you have to survive your enemies, playing either single player, local, or online co-op. So you can do all that. And For the King will be free, available February 1st to the 28th. So starting here in a couple of Wednesday, that is. Guts and Goals will be free on February 16th to March 15th. Now, Guts and Goals, you're in a skating rink, and you get to use your sticks, bats, weapons to do things and beat up other players or your friends or whatever while trying to score goals, okay? Now, for the actual prices, For the King is $25 on Xbox Live, and Guts and Goals are $15. So here we go. The sticks fly. And I think what MetaQuest Pro is hoping is that MetaQuest Pro will be flying off the shelves because, according to The Verge, Meta has given a temporary $400 discount, going from $1,500 to $1,100 in the U.S. You can look for it on Amazon. It runs for 1 week in the U.S. and be 2 weeks in the U.K. for about £1,300. So, if you like your headsets, well, these are going to be on sale for quite a short time, so enjoy them. Maybe time to get them. Just don't forget about us at GroupQuest on Twitter and at DawnForge on Twitter for everybody. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Time to go play some games, people. Oh boy. Thank you.